flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Shanti. Don't wait for the perfect day, the perfect time, the perfect way. Celebrate now this moment so sweet. Life dances on with your heart as its beat. Celebrate the sunshine, the shadow, the rain, the joy of laughter, even the pain. For life is a river, flowing so free, every drop a treasure, a mystery to see. Why cry for tomorrow? It's not yet here. Why cling to the past, when now is so near? Flower blooms not for the future or past. It blooms for this moment, knowing it won't last. Celebrate your breath, the rise and the fall. In the stillness you will hear the divine's call. Be drunk on existence, no wine you need. Life itself is ecstasy, if only you heed. Dance like the stars, with nothing to gain. Sing with the winds, in joy or in pain. For life is a gift, a fleeting sensation, and the only truth, celebration, celebration. Life itself is the greatest celebration. The goal is not to reach some predefined destination. But to celebrate the journey. The journey itself is so wondrous. You leave every moment. You enjoy every moment. You enjoy while meditating and you enjoy while parting. Mind has a tendency to cling to the past or to jump into the future. It doesn't want to stay in this moment. It wants to move. It is extrovert. It wants to seek, to find, to go out. When Henry Ford first started his company and man got the luxury of traveling in the car for the first time, there was never such a thing as car in this world. For the first time, Ford cars came. But there was a problem. Because Henry Ford never thought of anything like reverse gear. That car had no reverse gear. If you have to go back, you have to take a detour. You have to spend time, money to come back. It's much later on that the idea struck him that there should be a reverse gear in the car. In the earlier cars, there was no reverse gear. This idea came later on. They had to go and cross a long distance if they have to come back. The initial cars. So with the passage of time, reverse gear came. But reverse gear has never come to man's mind. It is still moving forward. It is still running, rushing, moving out. It seeks joy in the extroversion, forgetting that the joy is not without but within. We need a strong spiritual reverse gear. Stop. Pause. Move within. We are either clinging to the past or worrying about the future. And this moment is slipping through the fingers. What are we to do that we celebrate life? That every moment becomes a festival. Every moment we rejoice. No matter what life presents. So today's Murli is about celebration. Today's Murli is about zeal and zest. Today's Murli is about enthusiasm and animation. Today's Murli is about living in this moment. To be lively, to enjoy the thrill of this moment. Eternal enthusiasm. Zeal is to fill oneself with jnana, with yoga, with virtues and powers. And enthusiasm, Baba said, is about remembering your fortune, your titles, and the search. Your search, who has sought whom? God has sought you this time. Remember your titles and fill yourself with enthusiasm. So the peace conference has happened recently, and Baba is meeting his children, double foreigners, who took the chance and became chancellor, who came on the war field, and Baba remained backbone. Baba said, I'm listening to them. Their sweet words, their sweet music, the secrets. If not we, then whom? That's the question. If not you, then who will celebrate? You who have become the masters. Who have enthusiasm? You who are courageous? Who have one father and none other? Because of these three things, you are having experience of father all the time. Because of courage, because of enthusiasm, and because of this one thought, one father and none else. You always experience him. So this Murli explores one important topic of Brahmin life, and that is enthusiasm. How to remain enthusiastic all the time about this Brahmin life. So these are some of the methods given here. The 10 C's. The first is cleanliness. Cleanliness of the space where you live. If that space, that place is not clean, things are littered up, then you don't feel enthusiastic. You feel dull and drab. The cleanliness starts with external cleanliness, and then there will be cleanliness of the heart, purity of the heart. The purer the heart, the enthusiastic it is. The moment the heart is tainted, the heart becomes murky. Enthusiasm dwindles down. If you want to have enthusiasm, the first criteria is to have a clean heart. A heart which is not hypocrite. You say one thing and you are thinking something else. And you do the third thing. There's a misalignment of thoughts, words and deeds. The very first criteria of spiritual life is to have clean heart, which is free from all the cunning, calculations, plots, deceptions. A day will come when you are plotting, when you are devising, will caught you. A poet says, what a tangled web we weaved when we first practiced to deceive. We created a plot to trap somebody, and in creating that, we ourselves have got caught. It's such a tangled and such a complex web. So the first criteria is cleanliness. The second is churning. The more you churn this knowledge, you remain up. You have upbeat enthusiasm all the time. But the churning should not turn into overthinking. Churning is like creating butter from milk. but over-churning might create whipped cream, fluffy but no substance. To churn the knowledge, reflect on this knowledge, think of a point, go in depth of it, and try to apply it in life, and you remain enthusiastic. The third criteria for enthusiasm is creativity. Even God will get bored with your repetitive meditation commentary of Rajyoga. You have no creativity. Look at his Murlis. Not a single Murli repeats as it is. There is creativity. He had the same message to be delivered, but he has used different words, different examples. He is never repetitive. Repetition is boring. Creativity is joy. So let there be creativity in everything you do, in your meditation, in your churning, in your reading Murli, in your doing your seva, working, your interaction, your speech, your classes, your writing, your drawings, your songs, your poems, your music. Let it become a musical Rajyoga with different lyrics, different music. Don't keep on harping on the same tune, I am soul and I am soul and you are supreme soul. Bring creativity, a new approach, a new understanding, a new method, a new technique, a new imagination, a new visualization, new words, new composition, new rendition, new talks, new relationships, new praise. So unless and until there is creativity, there is no enthusiasm. And the fourth is company. If you live in the company of fools, you will soon become their leader. Choose the company, choose the tribe. Stay in the company of elevated souls who are filled with joy, zest, and animation of life. If you live more in the company of people who are lifeless and full of complaints, the company will color you. So company matters. The greatest company is the company of God. The second is company of elevated souls. The fifth thing is connection. Connect to nature. Baba said, natural thing everybody likes. Let there be everything natural in life. Love everything which is natural, the natural sunlight, the natural stars, the natural moon, the natural air, the natural food, the natural motivation, the natural donation, the natural joy, the natural celebration, the natural compassion, the natural singing, the natural writing, the natural speaking. Everything which is natural is dear. So connect to nature and your enthusiasm will get rebuilt. Connect to Him, the Lord, the God. If your connection with Him is not strong, God is like a Wi-Fi. If your mind is filled with so many other things, you are connected to so many things, your signal will be poor and you will keep buffering. buffering, you know, gulgul, buffer, buffer, buffer. When the signal is poor, it just goes in the circle. So connection. The next is commitment. You remain committed to something, but don't get committed to vices, procrastinations. Commitment matters to what you are committed. The next is cheerfulness. Cheerfulness is so contagious, it spreads. But even a grumpy face is contagious. If one person is sorrowful, unhappy, complaining, the same ripple effect will take over. So a cheerful face is like a communicable disease. It spreads. So cheerfulness. The next is clarity. Clarity of purpose. What I have to do in this life? What is the purpose? What is the goal? What is the target? Why I am doing this? If there is no clarity, there will be no enthusiasm. Aimless life is like an uncharted ship. Stop and revise your goals. Where are you going? Totally lost in the external things? Find that missing link. Why love for God is lost? Why the trust is getting lost, is getting shackled, weakened day by day? Why there is so much emptiness and why life appears aimless? Already told once, a person was not having any money. He went to a sage and the sage advised him, why don't you start a new business? Start selling food and start selling funeral clothes. So long as man is alive, he will need food and he will continue to die. So your business will flourish. Sell bread and sell funeral clothes. He came back after 1 month and he said, no, nothing happened. The sage said, what? How come? So long as man is alive, he will either for living he needs bread and when he die he needs the funeral clothes. The man said, here nobody is living nor anybody is dying. They are just dragging. They are neither dead nor alive. They are just dragging. Lifeless, monotonous, same routine, no spark, no current. Mobile cadavers. The next is care. You have to take care of yourself. Who else can do that? If you ask others to take care of you, they will put charges or rates. You have to pay them. If you give the job of taking care, you have to take care of yourself. If you assign this job to somebody, they will charge exorbitant prices. So take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your emotions. Take care of your rest. Everybody needs rest. Which rest? Physical rest, mental rest, emotional rest, sensory rest. What is sensory rest? Sensory rest is digital rest. You need rest. The intellect needs rest. The next and the last C is celebration. You celebrate every moment. You rejoice in this moment. Life is about celebration. It's not to sit down and to cry and to repent and to worry and to be stressful. You must know when to party and when to meditate. Whether it is partying or whether it is meditation, rejoice. Whether you are alone or with crowd, rejoice. If you are praised, rejoice. If you are insulted, rejoice. Life is about taking everything lightly, on lighter mode. Rejoice. Things come, things go. People are with you, people will not be with you. Rejoice. You are alone, rejoice. You are with nature, rejoice. You are feeling empty, rejoice. You are feeling full, rejoice. You are having no yoga, rejoice. You are fully concentrated, rejoice. Rejoice in everything. You fail, you rejoice. You pass, you rejoice. Rejoice in everything. So there is hidden joy in every moment of life. Somebody is with you, rejoice. That person dies, rejoice. Death should become a celebration. That is the art of living. That is the art of dying. This moment. Forget the small things. Let the intellect usher into the unlimited world of celebration. So these are some of the ways, means, techniques to remain enthusiastic all the time. Om Shanti.